The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back. Second hour of this bombastic intelligence report today. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 25th of October, 2016. Talking about Mr. Whitehead and his article. And I've likened this as pulling the pin, dropping a grenade in the room, and then excusing yourself and going to the bathroom. I wanted him on the air today, but he could not do it. His schedule would not allow. So I'm going to get a call from his wife tomorrow, and we're going to schedule out an interview, hopefully for next Tuesday. And if he can only do Monday, I'll put Ron McDonald on Tuesday and take him Monday. He goes on to over-criminalization. The government bureaucracy will continue to churn out laws, statutes, codes, and regulations that reinforce its power and value system, and those of the police state and its corporate allies, rendering the rest of us just petty criminals. The average American now unknowingly commits 3 felonies a day, thanks to this overabundance of vague laws that render otherwise innocent activity illegal. Consequently, small farmers who dare to make unpasteurized goat cheese and share it with members of their community will continue to have their farms raided. And that's just a very small sampling. Privatized prisons. Now, you heard this 2-3 weeks ago. Well, you know, we got to do something about privatizing. You know, we got to stop this private. Yeah, when the government says we got to stop something, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to continue it. They're just doing that to try to take the heat off. Oh, yes, yes, we're aware of that and we're looking at it right now. Well, keep looking and keep doing nothing about it. States will continue to outsource prisons to private corporations, resulting in cash cow whereby mega corporations imprison Americans in private prisons in order to make a profit in exchange for corporations buying and managing public prisons across the country at a supposed savings to the states. This is how it's been billed. Yes, save money. Leave this dirty job to us. We'll handle it more efficiently and more cost-effectively. Yeah. The states have to agree to maintain a 90% occupancy rate in privately run prisons for at least 20 years. Drop below that 90% capacity? Yeah, you won't get paid. Endless wars. America's expanding military empire will continue to bleed the country dry at a rate of more than $15 billion a month or $20 million an hour. How's that one? Now let's put it down into 60-minute increments here. The Pentagon spends more on war than all 50 states combined spend on health, education, welfare, and safety. Yet what most Americans fail to recognize is that these ongoing wars have little to do with keeping the country safe and everything to do with enriching the military-industrial complex at taxpayers' expense. Are you getting the message yet? The next president, much like the current president and his predecessors, will be little more than a figurehead, a puppet to entertain and distract the populace from what's really going on. As Mr. Lofgren reveals, this state within a state, concealed behind the one that is visible at either end of Pennsylvania Avenue, is a hybrid entity of public and private institutions ruling the country according to consistent patterns in season and out, connected to, but only intermittently, thank you, John, controlled by the visible state whose leaders we choose. The deep state not only holds the nation's capital, but it also controls Wall Street, which supplies the cash that keeps the political machine and operating as a divisionary marionette theater. And by the way, throw in Silicon Valley as well in that deal. This is fascism in its most covert form, hiding behind public agencies and private companies to carry out its dirty deeds. It's a marriage between government and bureaucrats and corporate fat cats. And as Mr. Lofgren concludes on this, the deep state is so heavily entrenched, so well protected by surveillance, firepower, money, and its ability to co-opt resistance, that it is almost impervious to change. If there is anything the deep state requires, it is silent, uninterrupted cash flow and the confidence that things will go on as they have in the past. It is even willing to tolerate a degree of gridlock, partisan mud wrestling, and over cultural issues may be a useful distraction from its agenda. In other words, as I pointed out in my book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, as long as government officials, elected or unelected alike, are allowed to operate behind the reach of the Constitution, the courts, and its citizenry, the threat to our freedoms remains undiminished. So the next time you find yourselves despondent over the 2016 presidential candidates, remember that it's just a puppet show intended to distract you from the silent coup being carried out by America's shadow government. Now, as I read that article the first time, I thought, what is Mr. Whitehead going after? Is it to emphasize the point here, no matter who gets in that White House, that this deep state, its shenanigans, and all the crime and corruption that goes on is unabated and untouched? And if you want to talk about criminality, I'm talking in terms of treason against the Constitution and, by extension, its people. For what reason? And those reasons you're giving me are resulting from the problems you have started and seemingly don't have the intelligence to recognize the failure of your own ideas and henceforth the policies that you put forth. Policies, what a nice term that is. This is James Kallstrom. Now, I remember former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom. Yeah, he's been around for a while. He was the face, I think, at Ruby Ridge, at Waco, TWA Flight 800. And what I see and I hear in this guy's voice, he is concerned. But wait a minute. Mr. Kallstrom, you're acting as if just because you're out of the FBI that somehow this has washed you of all your past sins. At any rate, here's Mr. Kallstrom on saying why he's endorsing Donald J. Trump.
...of reality in the Marine Corps and the FBI is the Director of Public Safety for the state of New York. You know, I've pretty much seen it all. And I have a low opinion of all politicians except for a few, particularly the Democrats and the Republican leadership. And this country is absolutely going in the wrong direction. 70% of the people want change. You're not going to get change with Hillary Clinton. This is the woman that lied to the when she was on the Watergate staff. She lied about taking incoming fire over there in Bulgaria or someplace off the plane. She lied about being named after Sir Hillary, who didn't climb Mount Everest to 6 years after she was born. I mean, she's a pathological liar. And the Clinton Foundation is, could be investigated under the RICO laws of the United States. I mean, what they've done is just outrageous.
So you are endorsing?
I'm endorsing Donald Trump. I've known him for 40 years. I've never endorsed a candidate. He's a good human being. He's a generous person. He's got a big heart. He's done hundreds and hundreds of things for people, without fanfare. He's a good guy. He's a patriot of this country. And regardless of what he says, his acts show that he is not that person. Okay? He's been in this Hollywood crowd that talks like that. A lot of people talk like that, but he's not. He doesn't do these things. He's a good guy. I know his family from the time they were kids. Look at his children. Could you find a better family than he brought up in this country? He's a smart guy. He's a businessman. He'll turn the country around. Please, you women out there, if you want change, vote for Donald Trump. Put this other stuff aside.
You're right. You don't mince words, do you?
No, I don't.
No, I can tell. All right, James, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Your blood pressure's up, isn't it?
Well, look.
I'm not laughing.
Our country's...
I like a man
our democracy...
With passion.
Our Constitution...
Whoa. Back up here a second. Mr. Kallstrom, what did you say?
Democracy...
With passion.
Our Constitution is at stake. I mean, this is serious business.
Yes,
people say, why are you...
I'm not laughing.
Our country's...
I like a man
our democracy...
Oh, yeah. And what the hell does a democracy have to do with our Constitution, Mr. Kallstrom? You seem to be one confused individual. So you coming out in support of Donald Trump gives me cause for pause. Do they know something that we don't? Or do they already know what they're going to get with Hillary? And they're tired... I'm sorry, weren't you assistant FBI director all of those years? You've seen the Clinton crime cabal for how many years? Oh, and their buds and pals, the Bushy boys and Daddy Bush? You seem to have missed that? Folks, let me put it to you very clearly and succinctly here. They have been brain screwing you for a number of years by constantly pounding into your brain. And I don't give a damn if it's Donald Trump. I don't care if it's James Kallstrom. I don't care if it's your U.S. senator or congressman or president or vice president or the nifty little clowns that pose as the teleprompter news readers on your evening news. They're all using the same term, democracy. And if people would just stop that madness to call into radio talk shows, to tweet or text or Twitter or whatever the hell that you're using out there in this techno world to get your opinion out there, why are you not questioning that? Because in essence, they're flying us under a new banner. It's one of democracy that, let me clue you in here, doesn't have a damn thing to do with the Constitution or the rule of law. Thank you, Mr. Kallstrom. Nice try, but I ain't buying it. You're upset now? I'm sorry, wasn't he with the FBI in Waco, Texas? I'm sorry, wasn't it your boys laying prone in the back of that church as it was burning, killing people as they tried to escape? I'm sorry, weren't you in the FBI at the time, Mr. Kallstrom? And you want me to believe you now? What a clown. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should have taken yourself out of circulation. You should never have sullied us with another appearance. That even the people that were complicit in actions they knew that were wrong. Now they're even scared. We're being buried in the BS, folks. And nobody is challenging. What has happened to you, my dear listeners? What has happened to your anger and your ire? While you still have the illusion of the First Amendment, why are you not using it? Because they're not ready to move on you just yet. Not yet. But they're planning to. And if I'm amiss on that fact, then I need not be behind this microphone. Where is your absolute disgust and anger? What, has this been vetted through the Donald Trump run for presidency? Do you think that's going to be the panacea for fixing everything? You'd better think again. You have seen what has come out against Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, I was, of all the things at that Smith dinner the other night, the one thing that stuck in my brain was watching Henry Kissinger sit there like the Moloch owl, seated a couple rows behind Donald Trump, while Trump is bragging about getting the endorsement of the National Associations of Police, the clown that was sitting behind you has already made clear what his feelings are on the police or the military. I think he called them stupid animals. Is this guy still alive? Why is he not in jail? Which brings us to the bigger question. Oh boy. Is Donald Trump the ringer? Is he the hand chosen? Is he going to be the mechanism? Kind of like flipping that little pressure regulator off of that pressure cooker that's been sitting on the stove and is getting ready to blow. Which, by the way, have you ever seen a pressure cooker blow in a kitchen? It ain't pretty, and it's killed people, too. That pressure's been building them for a long, long time. Is Donald Trump that pressure reliever? Or is this guy really legitimate? That's the big question that everybody has had. And as I've said before, and I'll say again, we're going to find out very shortly. How long is that more clip, sir? 4 minutes. Okay, well, let's wait till after the break here, and then we'll play that. And in the last half hour, and thank you very much, I will take phone calls in the last half hour of the show. It's pretty much in your face. And these are the things that we know of. As I've said before, you know, you're gonna need a tough hide. There are things yet to be discovered that we may not want to really look at, but look at we must. Some people have claimed that this build up to World War III is just a ruse. It's just another distraction. Tying in to what the globalists going for, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Well, they have not moved fast enough, and people are starting to catch on. And guess who's at the root of all this? The real power structure. The people that create money out of nothing and spend it as if it were nothing. Or do we borrow it as if it were nothing, and then the middleman puts a charge, kind of a user fee on it. They call interest. We call usury. Which, by the way, these mindless little towel heads in the Middle East, they were smart enough not to be involved in usury. Gee, do they know something we don't? Is this why they have to be all eliminated?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, here's the heavily, and Michael, it took him an hour to edit this thing out. Here's Michael Moore talking to his audience about Donald Trump.
Because I know a lot of people in Michigan that are planning to vote for Trump, and they're not, they don't necessarily like him that much, and they don't necessarily agree with him. They're not racist and rednecks or... They're actually pretty decent people. And so I wanted to sort of, after talking to a number of them, I wanted to write this. And Donald Trump came to the Detroit Economic Club and stood there in front of the Ford Motor executives and said, if you close these factories as you're planning to do in Detroit and build them in Mexico, I'm going to put a 35% tariff on those cars when you send them back, and nobody's going to buy them. It was an amazing thing to see. No politician, Republican or Democrat, had ever said anything like that to these executives. And it was music to the ears of people in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Brexit states. You live here in Ohio, you know what I'm talking about. Whether Trump means it or not is kind of irrelevant because he's saying the things to people who are hurting. And it's why every beaten down, nameless, forgotten working stiff who used to be part of what was called the middle class loves Trump. He is the human Molotov cocktail that they've been waiting for. the human hand grenade that they can legally throw into the system that stole their lives from them. And on November 8th, Election Day, although they've lost their jobs, although they've been foreclosed on by the bank, next came the divorce, and now the wife and kids are gone, the car's been repoed, they haven't had a real vacation in years, they're stuck with the Obamacare bronze plan where you can't even get a Percocet. They've essentially lost everything they had, except one thing. The one thing that doesn't cost them a cent and is guaranteed to them by the American Constitution, the right to vote. They might be penniless, they might be homeless, they might be fucked over and fucked up. It doesn't matter, because it's equalized on that day. A millionaire has the same number of votes as the person without a job. One. And there's more of the former middle class than there are in the millionaire class. So on November 8th, the dispossessed will walk into the voting booth, be handed a ballot, close the curtain, and take that lever, or felt pen or touchscreen, and put a big f***ing X in the box by the name of the man who has threatened to upend and overturn the very system that has ruined their lives. Donald J. Trump. They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. Corporate America hates Trump. Wall Street hates Trump. The career politicians hate Trump. The media hates Trump after they loved him and created him and now hate him. Thank you, media. The enemy of my enemy is who I'm voting for. Yes, on November 8th, you, Joe Blow, Steve Blow, Bob Blow, Billy Bob Blow, all the Blows get to go and blow up the whole goddamn system because it's your right. Trump's election is going to be the biggest fuck you ever recorded in human history. And it will feel good.
Now, what is not in that clip was his saying what he did to Ford Motor Company executives by standing right in front of them and telling them that, you know what? You're not going to move your stuff to Mexico. He did say that? Okay, I must have missed that. I was reading something. So, which is it? Michael Moore, a.k.a. Jabba the Hutt? Is the worm turning here? Has it gotten so bad? And was that really an endorsement of Donald J. Trump, or was that a dump on Joe Blow and Billy Bob Blow? We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. And please don't wait till the last minute of the program to call. Let your crazy little flipping fingers dial that number now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, he ducked back down the alley with someone.
World War II was just a distraction from something far more interesting, which is the 6+ years when Germany and Hitler was chancellor before World War II ever started. That gets you into the question of why the Jews had to have their Second World War. As I like to call it, World War I Part II. And I'll tell you what this guy that was just as bad as Joe Stalin or any other despot in history. Hitler had created a new monetary system for the Germans called the Labor Treasury Note. He had outlawed usury by punishment of death and created a new Deutschmark that was backed only by the production of German physical and intellectual labor. His method cut out the cancerous Jewish international banking cabal and was also the blueprint for shattering the New World Order. which the history revisionists, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, will tell you that, well, Hitler wanted his own New World Order. No, he did not. The Rothschild cabal was about to be out on their asses in more countries than just Germany. The evil international cabal had to burn Germany from end to end to try to stop this financial revolution from taking root on a more international scale. It already was happening because the world was watching the German economy as it took off like a supersonic rocket ship after the parasitic bankers were deleted from the equation. In fact, the Holocaust story exists really to distract people from Germany's economic miracle. I have been in quite a few discussions where I bring up the NSDAP Germany's economy. And out of nowhere, politically correct libtards will just fly off the handle saying, who gives an F? It led to the Holocaust. People can't even discuss the subject objectively because our society has been so utterly brainwashed from so many decades of poisonous, hate-filled propaganda. World War II was a disaster. And one of the most important things to know about it was that Hitler never wanted it, did all that he could to negotiate peace, and was ignored by the Jews. And the whole world war was forced upon him and was solely the brainchild of the sinister cabal. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. Go back and research it yourself. The minute Hitler started to move against the banks, that's when it was decided that Hitler and Germany must be destroyed. And oh, by the way, if there's any remnant of German and German pride in Germany today, they're under attack again. Just look at all the Muslims. You know, and that's another thing. Isn't it strange? Isn't it strange that they had to go after Germany again, and that they be the routing depot for all these Syrians? And, well, let's face it, folks, it's just not Syrians. It's Somalis and anybody else that doesn't know a whip stitch about your culture, your society. Hey, don't worry. Bring them on in. Plop them on down. And the media in this country, folks, not to go against the wishes of the internationalist operating within our own government, we won't show you the pictures of Paris, France. It's been told, just absolutely been turned into a crap hole. We won't show you those images. We won't report the news of what these people of different face and different culture moving into another country and demanding that they bring their culture and their country in with them. I'm sorry, I thought you relocated. That's like standing in McDonald's and ordering something from Burger Barf's menu. 800-313-9443. Andy in Texas, you're the first courageous one to call in today. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, you know what? First of all, I want to tell you that your radio, Republic Broadcasting Network, is just a fantastic find for anybody who can find it. But straight up, I want to feel the way you're feeling. I am angry, too. I'm very pissed off. And I know that this country was founded as a republic, which is the rule of law. And we've transformed this into democracy, which is the rule of 51%. And really, it's not even a rule of 51%. They tell us that 51% wants this, and this is what we get. Because there's no, I mean, this entire election season is just a fraud. But here's the deal. I mean, everything that you've been talking about tonight, it just resonates with me 100%.
Yeah, Andy, let me stop you for a second. You know what? You're the only one that's reached. The phone bank is empty. What does that say?
What I actually called you earlier.
Well, okay, but I made clear that I wanted to get through this information without interruption, because there's a lot of times that I have information that I want to put out there and a train of thought that and my opinion for that day, and I'll get interrupted, and sometimes I get a little disgruntled here because I'm not able to get through it all. But then when I do open up the phone lines, you're the only one that calls. I guess I've become irrelevant. I guess you're the only pissed off one
absolutely
out there.
Absolutely not. You are not irrelevant, my friend. But I'll tell you what. I sat here waiting for you to say the word to when I could call in, simply because I want to give you kudos for what you're saying. Well, you're telling the truth, my friend. There's a bunch of bums out there. I mean, look at the Declaration of Independence. Just read that. We are far beyond what our founding fathers said. No more. We are far beyond that. And here's John Stadtmiller out here just telling us straight up the truth, what's going on, and people are just sitting on their asses, my friend.
Mm. Well, and you know what, Andy? Trying to figure out the wages of the sinners out there that are waging war against those that still have a modicum of decency and morality and ethics. I have to test the waters from time to time, and I tested them today, and they remain silent.
And you did fine, my friend.
Well, I just sometimes I'm starting to question the veracity of what I'm doing.
Well, let me say this, and I'll say a disclosure before this. RBN did not put me up to this. I'm saying this. There are several people in our nation that need to be hung, including Hillary Clinton, her husband, all the Bushes, Dick Cheney, on down the line, John Kerry, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, all these people that perpetrated this 9/11 stuff and all the stuff that happened prior to that, including but not unlimited to the Oklahoma City bombing. These people need to die. We do not need these people on our planet.
Well,
the planet would be so much better without these people.
Well, and I'll take that and only add this, Andy. To not become as they are, we will use the system of judgment that will place upon them the sentence by law. I don't want to see these people. I don't want to hear harm done their heads. They need to be in courts of law, properly charged with treason and sedition, and then properly jailed. I don't even want to see them executed. I want to see them locked in a very small cage so they can ponder their errors of their ways and their sins for the rest of their natural lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Let's just let God guide us on this one.
He's already given me the message years ago.
He slapped me in the face too, brother.
All right. Andy, thank you for your call.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being straight up. And, hey, RBN, you guys are the SI, or the SH, something, something. All right, you guys are there.
All right. I use capital S with a hit. That usually does the job.
There you go. Capital S with a hit. There you go. I'll get that one for now. Thanks, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Andy.
All right.
T in Canada.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The problem with the unconstitutionality in America is that Americans keep on voting for all this tyranny at the ballot box. If Americans had voted for Pastor Chuck Baldwin in 2008, they wouldn't have to deal with all this tyranny today.
And if a 6 were 9, I would have taken a left instead of a right, and I would have been at my destination. T, I understand what you're saying,
yeah. But
you also understand what we're up against in this country. They've already gotten Canada. You've got to admit that you're pretty well locked down as a populace.
Yeah.
Okay? Here in America, we're pointing this stuff out, but it's going through the dirty, controlled media that is owned, bought, and paid for down here. So you see, if a Ron Paul doesn't have a chance, how does a Chuck Baldwin have a chance?
Well, he only needs 5, 10, or 15% of the vote to force someone like Trump to steal his platform, right?
Oh, gosh. Tea? I don't know, man.
Because in a close election, these smaller parties and candidates become very influential.
They become influential, but also, and I hate to say it, it's been argued many times, it's taking a vote away from the person that really has the chance to get in there. It may not be their 100% candidate, but if we take Stein and we take the Libertarian guy and we take Baldwin or we take this guy and we start shuffling off these votes, who's going to get in there?
But it doesn't matter. It's still a protest. It's a way to register your dissatisfaction with the Republicans and Democrats.
We're way past the, okay, here's my protest vote. We are in a literal fight for our lives down here. And if you've been listening to the program, which I'm going to assume that you have been,
yes,
but maybe this hasn't really sunk in yet, Trump is the last stop. He's the last stop.
But I mean, we don't even know where Trump stands on some of the issues. Where does he stand on the TSA and the Department of Homeland Insecurity?
Well, now you're starting to get into areas that we don't know. T, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We got a crap load, and here they come, the last remaining minutes of the program. Bill in New Jersey. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John. Okay, some good news with Trump running. You know, a lot of us, including myself, we're all known as the conspiracy guy at work or at the family, you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, these people are starting to ask me stuff now. They're like, hey, you were talking about this a few years ago. Wow, you know, maybe this. So it's coming out a little bit. The people who weren't thinking are thinking, man. We're making something here.
All right. Well, hopefully, Bill, hopefully Donald Trump's the guy that we hope that he is.
Even if he isn't, he's waking people up to look deeper into what's really going on. The media might be dead. They might actually be lying to you. This kind of stuff has come out.
Yeah.
The people who normally don't have it. So whatever, you know, I'm happy. I got a customer come in today who I haven't seen in a couple years, and first thing he said to me, he goes, oh, you're the conspiracy guy. Of course, I bring up my customers. He goes, oh, you must be happy with this. Well, now, you were right. And it's a Chinese guy who's a total Democrat, and he's like, wow. So I'm telling you, little by little, man, we're making a move, all of us.
Okay. Bill, you don't run a head shop, do you? Okay.
Carpet.
All right. I'm just having a little fun here. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Jerry in Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh,
hi. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, Bill, you ever heard of the CAP, the Center for American Progress?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the ever-expanding empire of the liberal billionaire George Soros, mm-hmm. Only 3 blocks from the White House. Now, it was working with units in the Obama camp. It was the driving force behind the key policies of Barack's campaigns, like the universal health care, energy, throughput, drug, global warming, and the economy. So, you know, it's Soros behind the whole. Well, he's not behind everything. I know Rothschild funds Soros. Now you're going to get to the bottom of it. But I think it's going to be the same range that controlled Trump. Wouldn't it not be? Wouldn't the caps be controlling Trump as well? How are you going to get him out of there?
Well, it's the contention that Donald Trump is not the politician. He's not controlled. He's not been one of these spoon-fed, brought-up-through-the-ranks politicians shoved in your face as here's your choice for presidency.
Hey, well, you know, the Podesta, he presides as the founder of CAB's $27 million operating budget. That was 4 years ago. So he got a lot more money now. Well, it's all in the WikiLeaks emails. Just type in George Soros. Go to the Podesta emails. Click on search, click on George Soros. There's all kinds of interesting crap in there that exposes your corrupt government. And I know in Canada we're in a lot of trouble, too, if Trump doesn't get in, because Hillary's going to destroy us as well as you.
Oh, but Jerry, don't miss this. As this last car on the Freedom Train pulls out of the station, heading for a destination unknown, if we go down, you better duck. You had better duck in Canada, because if you think things aren't quite rosy and right in Canada, wait till we wink out.
Well, we're already slaves. We don't have guns here. So,
yeah.
Hey, you better protect us then. Thanks, John.
All right, Jerry. I'll see if I have enough ammunition. All right.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Mark in Colorado. Hello, Mark.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'd give you a call and let you know the things you're talking about and bring out the truth. Years ago, I went and visited with some of the Hopi elders in Arizona. And one of the things they said was the only thing that we would have to fight this battle with would be the power or the energy of truth itself. And that's what I see you doing.
Well, that's why many years ago I created that moniker, Republic Broadcasting Network, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can handle the truth. So if we are this wonderful, shining moniker of truth on the hill, why do we not have more people that are listening to this network? Don't you think that we've been around long enough that just osmotically we should have rubbed off on more people? Or is it the truth that actually scares the crap out of them, and they don't want to hear it? They want their news mixed with crop circles and UFOs and Planet Nibiru.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, and I've told people, you know, we'll keep doing this as long as you have an interest in us doing it, and as long as you keep supporting us, we will keep doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm having second thoughts.
Well, they said many things to me, and so far, and one of them applies to what you just said, too. They said, you will see people eating, drinking, walking around, talking, but they are already dead.
I think AMC already has a series on that. It's called The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also said, though, that they felt at that point that the way things were headed, they said the end of our cycle, they felt, would be extremely violent. But they said the people that had their heads screwed on straight and were trying, said we had to keep hopeful, because otherwise you just get sick and depressed and stuff. And they said that, you know, this is what's happening to us now is very similar to what happened in the previous world cycle. Everything was going down the drain. They said, actually, our world right now isn't nearly as bad as it was back then. They said it was so bad, everything was so bad, that Creator actually cut their thread of time short, stepped in and said, that's it, I'm stopping it now. That's how bad it was. So, obviously, we haven't gotten quite that bad yet, although we're approaching it.
Well, I don't know the Hopi Indians and their philosophies of life, but from my vantage point, I did not live in whatever world cycle that you're referring to that was worse than it is now. I can't even imagine what the hell that is.
Well, they say we're in the fourth world right now. That was the third world.
Really?
Yeah, and they said this. It was so bad. I mean, the things we see, and immorality and all that, it was worse. They described what we would call a saucer or something coming into a city, wiping out the city, getting out before it was even detected. That type of warfare. The Tibetans, I believe, actually have one of those up in their caves, up in the mountains. They can verify that story, I believe. But most of the things that they've said over the years, I've seen it come to pass. The one guy I met, Grandfather Martin, when I went into his house.
I'm going to ask you to keep this kind of shortened version here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I still have callers.
Well,
here.
The main thing I wanted to call is because of the idea of the truth, because they said that was the only way we're going to win.
All right. Well, I hope your Hopi Indians were correct, Mark.
Keep working on it, John. And the thing with Hitler and that whole aspect of why they don't want people writing books talking about Holocaust and put those people in jail.
Yeah.
That's, you're on the money there.
All right. Mark, thanks for your call, sir.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Hello, Pat. Go to Mike in Tennessee, please. Keep Pat on hold if she's still there.
Greetings, John.
Hello, Mike.
Elimination of all of your bar cart attorneys would eliminate the problem in the courts and the judiciary and the legislature, because right now the courts and the legislature and so forth, they're all controlled by bar cart attorneys whose loyalty is not to you or me. It's to the bar, that foreign corporation that basically is running the show.
Yeah, well, wait a minute here. But wait here a second, Pat. I'm sorry, Mike. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is the bar cart attorneys, or was the system that created them, or was it the bar cart attorneys that created the system?
Well, regardless, elimination of that, which is the fungus that's infecting our country, has to happen. And I certainly would not object to the elimination of a lot of these, how would you say, parasites that are a cancer upon this land. Because until you get rid of those problems, you will not have a fair court system. And right now, the court system is a rigged game, as they say, just like the elections and just like everything else that has USA corporate government incorporated stamped on it.
And Mike, I know that politically, and I know of what you speak, you've been rung through the system, and here's a guy, folks, that knows what he's talking about. Mike, I am almost out of time. Thank you. I appreciate your call and your sentiment, sir.
God bless. Have a great night.
Thank you. Pat in Fort Worth. Do we have Pat? Hello, Pat.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay. I was reading Dan Quayle's book, Standing Tall, and remembering how they came after him, you know, dump Quayle thing. They were scared, more scared of him, of course, than George Bush. And the reason was good, because he was right. Almost every, I mean, they got him on high spell potato, which turned out to be a correct way.
But Pat, okay, Dan Quayle wrote a book. Dan Quayle has never been... he's kind of an unremarkable individual.
It's because nobody reads the book. And that may be why they don't read about Eisenhower's, death camps up there, wherever it was in Canada, it's called other losses. People don't read it.
Well, as I said earlier, Pat, there's stuff that we haven't even imagined that has been real and has been lurking around and coursing through this government for a number of years. And we know enough right now that it turns the sane man's stomach upside down. And there's stuff that we don't even know about that's probably 10 times worse than what we do know.
Surely men will do evil if good men do nothing. So I say we should get a landslide vote for the guy who may put a Supreme Court judge in there who would send Roe v. Wade back to the States. Because you know Hillary's not going to do it.
Oh.
Okay? And when you want to kill babies, you're done with God.
Yeah.
And I don't think America wants to kill babies. I mean,
well, and
I just
Pat,
think that they've been...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. Thank you for that call, because there's a lot of people out there re-energized once again about that battle that's been lost, and we saw that it end up Roe v. Wade. Close to 60 million babies, you know, convenient abortion. Just go in and have it cut out, no big deal. That is back on the front burner again, and this is what's woken up a lot of Christians, because they now see a candidate that's running for president that may revisit that Roe v. Wade decision. That might have to be visited again, but only after he puts the constitutional-minded justices back on the bench in Washington, D.C., folks, support this network monetarily, please. We need your help. We're going to stick around and win the battle.
Just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.